That's Joe Satriani and a track called Andalusia, which is followed by, Rodrigo y Gabriela the song called Tamakun, and before that, Megadeth and Endgame from their album of the same name. We're loosely staying with the theme of people who tried to be different. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't work. This next artist is somebody I've been associated with before, who and currently, but I can't really give too much details away. I'm sorry to be more mysterious than MI5 and CIA. Rather like Dave Mustaine there with Megadeth, I suppose, but it would be silly of me to do so just at this moment. But there's a guy called Glenn Hughes who had an album out in 2005 called Soul Mover, and this is a more of a let me stay on the point. Glenn got a lot of criticism at the time for funking up Deep Purple. Let me tell you, Deep Purple needed funking up at the time. This was 74, 75, 76, and thereon, after that experience, that rather mysterious experience, he took to drugs, and he didn't do very well with himself during the 80s. In fact, by his own admission, he can't remember the 80s. So this is a track called Let It Go, which refers back to that era. That's Let It Go, Glenn Hughes, from the album Soul Mover. And after that, we'll play some Joe Bonamassa, Funkier Than a Mosquito's whatever it is, and Led Zeppelin. And there is a link between these three songs, and hopefully on the Xanadu chat room you'll be able to tell us what that link is. It's fairly easy if you look at the internet. It's Glenn Hughes, Joe Bonamassa, and Led Zeppelin.
I'm not of you who are just tuning in,
you are listening to 107
FM. Isn't that amazing?
You are listening
to Radio.
Radio.
Who could it be but Led Zeppelin from the last album, I think it was, in Through the Outdoors, In the Evening, and that followed Joe Bonamassa, who's now a guitarist in the same band as Jason Bonham, and Glenn Hughes, who played the song before as Let It Go from the album Soul Mover. We're going to play some more songs before Mr. Binky comes along. Mr. Binky, this is the highlight of the Sunday afternoon. I'm just the warm-up actor, and Mr. Binky is going to come to us at 4 o'clock in a gilded chariot with many floozies around. Oh dear, my saying sexist comments already. I don't know, it must be the sun. I think it's just making me feel a little bit strange, and I don't know, I'm just not used to it, I don't think. But Mr. Binky's coming along at 4 o'clock, and he's going to entertain you with lots of different types of music, like I would imagine from the era of classic rock, and so that's coming up at 4 o'clock. Before that, we've got a few songs to play in the next half hour. This is the first of them. This is Europe and Last Look of Eden. Last Look at Eden, it says here, from the album of the same name. This is Europe.
I've seen the truth.
Last Look of Eden. I keep saying of Eden. It's At Eden by Europe. They did that that song that we all know and love, which is Final Countdown, and they're still living with the, well, they're still being haunted by that one, I think. But that's a great album, actually, if you can get hold of it. That's Last Look at Eden, got it right, by Europe. We're going to play a little 2-minute wonder now by The Gallows, and it's In the Belly of a Shark. Oh, I do like those songs that end suddenly. That was Lie by Dream Theater. And before that, that was Gallows in the Belly of a Shark. We've got another link coming up. Sorry about all these links. And there is a link to a link, really. And there's the clue. Because I want you to establish the link between this little sketch by Bob Newhart and the track that follows by Black Sabbath. Have a listen to this.
I guess anyone who has ever combed their hair, any man who's ever combed his hair and has noticed one little hair on the comb, has thought to himself, I'm going to lose all my hair. See, I'm going to be bald the rest of my life. And should I buy a toupee? Any man has often, in secrecy, has said this to himself. Should I buy a toupee? Now, very often he makes the decision, or sometimes the decision is made for him by his wife. This is the complaint department of a large department store. I am. Do you have a private room of some kind? I'd like to discuss returning a Christmas gift. No, it's not underwear or anything like that. See, my wife bought me a toupee, and I'd like to return it. It's under the hat, yeah. I don't know what model it is. No, it's the crew cut with the widow's peak. Yeah. Isn't it Mr. Wonderful? Is that, well, whatever you call it. Anyway, I'd like to return it. See, and I'll show it to you in just a minute. There's some people coming. Just don't stare at me. Just look away. Just wait till they go by this. Are they buying her? See, there it is. And the problem is, I notice people pass me on the street and they start laughing, you know, after they've gone by. And it makes me look years younger, I know, but they still laugh, see. And we went to this party, see, around Christmas time, and I bent down to put some cheese dip on a cracker, you know. And it fell, you know, the toupee fell into the cheese dip, you know, and everybody stopped having cheese dip. And the hostess, you know, she started crying and everything. And it was, so we spent a couple hours trying to fish it out of the cheese dip. You know. And I took it home and I put it in the washer dryer, you know. We have that's another problem. We have one of those windows, you know, and the kids like to sit and watch it, you know. And now they're mad at me because I'm returning it. See, no, I don't. I don't want the full exchange. I like to get a real cheap one, you know, just to put in the washer for the kids to watch. Well, no, see, I didn't know my wife was getting it for me. Looking back, you know, one morning she came in with a piece of paper and she had me put my head on it and she traced it. She never told me why she did it, you know. So. Well, see, the main complaint is it doesn't do, you know, what you say it's going to do. See, I understand it makes me look years younger, yeah, but see... Yeah, I know it stays on a hurricane. See, but we're from Iowa and we really don't get that many hurricanes, you know. See, mainly I want it to stay on when I go down for the cheese dip, you know. The price tag. And you'd have to have the price tag before you could give me a return. Can I use your phone a minute? Yeah. You want to take care of these other people? Hi? Yeah, listen. You want to call the Hennessy's? Ask them to look in the bottom of the dish, see if there's a price tag in there.
Yeah.
hello, well, did anybody spot the link? He said, well, Mr. Binky's coming in at 4 o'clock and he's going to do his show, so if you do have any information on the link, and there's the clue, between that Sabbath song and the Bob Newhart sketch about the cheese dip, let Mr. Binky know, because it is all rather disgusting. And they've got a couple of tracks to play. The first one is Pink Floyd, and we're going to sign off with Vampires by Godsmack. It's been emotional, and I'll see you next week. I've been Oliver Pint, and I will be having a pint very, very soon at the dock. So get down there after you've finished with your Go Faster Stripes and sailing down the M53 in some amazing vehicle. I'm a Highway Star, etc. This is Pink Floyd and One of These Days. Thank you for listening, and good day to you.
iTunes. Cut the crap. 107 Radio. Xanadu.